Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, imagine.
All right. Songs, not tragedies.
Sins.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals, they're at Doral Kia.
So this whole day has, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
You ever have a situation in your life where you kind of have a feeling of how it's going to play out, but you ignore that?
Yep.
And then it happens, and you're mad because you knew it was heading down this path. Now, me and you have had conversations over the last 2 years around Jimmy.
Yep.
And the two points of emphasis were, when he decides to play, how many games he missed, and what is he going to look like in 2 years? You were like, I don't care, pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. If Pat Riley had paid him and gave him everything he wanted, do you think Jimmy would be playing different basketball now, or would he even be playing?
Yeah, because I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have missed those illness games.
And here's the thing: are you prepared to make a $40 million assumption?
That's not my money.
But I'm just saying, as even as fans,
mm-hmm.
aren't we making a lot of assumptions that we probably shouldn't be making?
I think the thing that I looked at the $40 million, or I looked at the money as knowing yes. When you have to pay that $60 million, oof. I knew that was going to happen. But I did that almost as like the insurance of, can I get the last good out of this? Can this actually make something? Will there be another move?
So if you do it, he will ball out this year.
This year, next year, we'll see. You know, but
even though you haven't seen it.
But, no, I haven't seen it.
Right.
But that was my hope. But They didn't want to make that gamble. They don't want it. They're the ones who have to pay the $60 million.
But that's
I get it. I'm not saying I don't get it, Leroy.
Right. I know.
I'm not saying I don't get it.
And that's why I haven't been crushing you.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't.
I know for a fact your whole point was,
I've been thinking,
I like Jimmy, let's pay him. I know it's not my money.
While
acknowledging all the things that we've all been talking about, it's a weird situation because the player Jimmy can't see it from the Heat side. He only sees it from what he wants. And at any point in time, he could have been a better participant in the outcome of this.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing is, if you wanted this to play out differently, you could have made it play out differently.
Let's see. This is Jimmy.
Oh. That guy got stomach flu 17 times in the last 3 years.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Tobin. I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned this, but what do you think is Jimmy's trade value at this point? And am I delusional in thinking, is it possible to get Fox? I think I'm being delusional if we trade Jimmy, a young player, and draft pick.
I think Fox has to make a stink too. I think like that's why, and I think that's kind of where all the parties were, Jimmy, is like, I think that everybody was hopeful it would get to the summer because it's just easier to move things. People's, you know, in season, the restrictions that a lot of teams have because of aprons and all that type of stuff. I just felt like, I think everybody's looking at it right now because there's a lot of front offices I don't think that have a grasp or the maneuverability with trading right now in the season. So I think that's also part of it is, like, you know, the Heat were hopeful, like Leroy said, like, the, this would be amicable, have a good season. And, yeah, we will facilitate. If you can find a team that gives you a sign and trade in the offseason, we'll help facilitate that. We'll make that happen. Now I don't know what the hell happens. Now I don't know what the petty showdown is if it does get to the summer. I don't think it will get to the summer. Like, it kind of feels inevitable that they got to find a destination for him now. Has Zion's hammy?
No.
What? Not, why? No. Why?
Not good.
What do you mean?
Because that deal gonna cost you $300.
Mm. How's that hammy looking?
Bring that hammy to Miami.
Wow.
Hey, you realize, right? You signing up for the same thing.
Oh, man.
Except it costs you $300 million instead of another 40 or another 60.
Nah, he's already on a deal. I mean, as a, you know, I think he's got to, like, you know, play like four games for it to be guaranteed or whatnot. Just try it out for size. I'm not saying Zion Williamson, because I don't even know, like, would it be something if the Battle Rise had any team? Pelicans. Man, what if they made Jimmy Butler a Pelican and they got Zion Williamson?
I would say that one of the reasons why it becomes difficult to do it now is simply because you're right. There's a lot of people that are in cap situations that they need that offseason to figure out where the hell they are.
Right.
And they ain't thinking about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so they probably need time to sit down and say, okay, we can do this. And a trade, unless you've been wanting to trade from the get go, you haven't really sat down and figured that out.
Right. And now it's to a point where if Jimmy Butler did have his four teams and none of those teams are interested in either trading for the Heat or really can't trade with the Heat, then Jimmy is at the point of he's like, fine, anywhere, dude, just get me out of here.
And here's the other thing is that you look at the guys who've demanded those trades in the last 3 or 4 years, okay? Do you think Jimmy is on the same level as those guys? And we can just think of the guys that have demanded trades in the last few. You had KD.
Yep.
You had Dame. Okay.
He's on the he's above Dame.
You think Jimmy's better than Dame?
Yeah. He is. All around player. Obviously Dame's a better scorer. Jimmy, wherever he's gone, I mean, his teams have had more impacts than Dame has. Dame, I'm sure, is, you know, Dame's an elite scorer. If there's no Steph Curry, we're probably talking about Damian Lillard. But I think Jimmy Butler's a better player. I know what you're going to say, like availability, for sure. I get all that. I'm just saying.
What about Kuminga?
I'm not into getting. I'm not into Kuminga. I'm not into Kuminga.
He's another young player.
That Kuminga trade comes with Wiggins too. That does nothing for you.
Nah.
All
right. I'm still trying to figure Wiggins out. He had that one finals where he was the best player on the court at times.
Zion, though, you know.
Zion, I'm not, dude. You hold on. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna ask this question.
Hmm?
You think Pat Riley is going to trade for another guy who doesn't play? His whole argument the last 2 years was 24. Availability.
He's only 24. Like, you know, we're walking around the park a little bit. Let's see what he's got.
You want him? You want him around Astron?
That's a big question. That's a totally fair question.
He's only 24.
Schmeathen says Kuminga's 22. Tobin is nuts.
Right. I mean, here, Kuminga is what, 6'10"? 6'9"? 6'10"?
Is he that big?
Yeah.
Let me see. 6'7".
No, five. I thought he was bigger than that.
Google says 5'6".
Okay. That's
pretty good.
So, when you think of, I mean, think of how athletic you get.
He's very athletic.
Kuminga, Bam, Kalel.
Oh, man. Kalel was so good last night.
Right? Like, I'm
that's the thing, too, is here. Like, if this all ends and I'm like, I'm ready to close the window on things, I really like these young guys. I like watching them. My most enjoyable part right now is...
Add Kuminga and then take Wiggins.
I'm like, I got to take Wiggins. I guess I got
to
take Wiggins.
To make the money match. Them's the money yet.
Yeah, them's the rules, I guess.
Right. So, that seems like both teams are happy.
You know, Zion is a Duke guy. You know, Mickey Arison and Nick, they love the Duke guys.
I'm just saying, like, that, I mean, there's teams that want Jimmy. Golden State wants Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
God, I'm going to be furious if they win the championship with him.
No, I wouldn't be.
I mean, they're not going to win the championship with him, but I'd be furious if they did.
Here's the deal. You aren't going to win it with Jimmy.
That's fair.
So to say that, oh, somebody else, they're in a different place than you.
They always get the one up on us, though, dude.
That sounds like a good trade.
Bob, what's going on?
You give me Wiggins and Kuminga. I give you Jimmy Butler and throw in.
What's up, Bob?
What's up?
Hi, how are you? Listen, I mean, everybody's forgetting about Jimmy is that he has never even played 16 games on average since he's been here. He's played 58, 52, 57, 64, 60, and he's already missed 10 games this year. And this last year, he asked him to improve his game or maybe participate more. You're telling it that you're going to give this guy $60 million for 60 games? That's $1 million a game. That's elite money. He's not worth it. And let's look at his history. He's been the same thing in Chicago. He wore his welcome out. He did it with Minnesota. He did it with Philadelphia. Now it's Miami Heat turn. What I would do, I'd send him to Utah Jazz. Let me see if his social activities works in the Utah and Mormon territory. Because he's not worth the effort. He's just asking too much. And he's like a crybaby. Oh, I didn't get my $112 million. The master says, listen, you're not in the playoff. Keep your mouth shut. He was right. And he keeps running his mouth. And listen, other owners will think, if they gave me a six-pack right now for him and dumped the $52 million, I'll take it. Because his worries will come for me.
I think they should put Bob in the negotiations. Oh, you can't get your $112 million. It's a good counter.
And here's what I think's happening right now.
Tate South says, that guy's name is not Bob.
I'm going to say this, and I would say, Tobin, we have been, you know, playoff Jimmy, trade deadline Jimmy, January Jimmy, for the last 3 years.
Agreed. It gets old.
And now we're to the point where, like, we're getting put in a bunch of terrible situations during the season, hoping that Jimmy basically bails the team out. And then if something actually happens in those months, we're SOL. And I think everybody is starting to come to the realization that you need something more consistent throughout the season. I mean, and that's just it. My other thing is with the young players. How is this affecting the development of the other guys? Like, a perfect example, how many times did Tyler shoot last week? Last night?
I think 12.
What is Tyler, like, the way he's been playing, and the only thing that changed was Jimmy start playing again.
Yep.
So.
And it took him basically until the fourth quarter. That's why, like, when I heard that whole usage thing, I'm like, nah, dude. Like, if Tyler Hero was sitting there and he was shooting the lights out or trying to shoot up a bunch of shots, like, I would have heard you. Like, he was at, like, 8 attempts by halftime. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
It was so patently obvious.
That's the other thing. At what point do you think of the long-term effects of all these other players, of all these other guys? Because, I mean, Tyler basically said it's exhausting.
Yeah.
He don't know what to, it's exhausting. And think about when Tyler was on the trade block the last few years.
Never made a stink.
Right.
I give him credit for that.
Right. Like, and so I don't know how else you can handle this without handling it quickly, because now it's starting to impact everybody else. Because Tyler should be shooting 20 shots, regardless of who's on the floor.
We'll take a break. We gotta get some Dolphins news. Tua. Back after this.
Oof.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update?
Sure can.
Hello, Jennifer. Weather update brought to you by the Defenseman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call up at 866-954-MORE. Legal
needs. All right, we got mostly sunny skies. We got a little high clouds, doesn't look like any rain. Winds are nothing. 5 miles an hour tops. I'm gonna guess they're coming out of the north. I'm gonna go say northeast. I see a plane turning from the west. And I would say it's about 75 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
Great. He did great indeed. 77 degrees right now. He's right. The winds are low, somewhere between 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out of the north, northwest, expected low today is 56.
Oh, northwest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is one dark and stormy cloud above Kasey Center, though. He didn't mention that one. Did not mention that.
Raining my tears.
Don't cry. Don't cry. You can't cry.
Why
you're
can't
the one
I cry?
That started.
I didn't start anything.
Oh, you helped though.
You're not allowed to cry.
Can it just be like the old saying of "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened"?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Never heard that before.
No, it's a saying, dude. People say it. We got Twitter beef going on right now too. Ooh. Between Jimmy's, I guess you call this guy his camp. His friend Ernie the Man.
Hold on. We have Bernie and we have Ernie?
Bernie and Ernie, yeah.
Okay.
He comments on Barry Jackson saying the Butler camp is telling people the Heat threatened to suspend him. Heat insists that's BS, never happened. Ernie the Man says, it's ridiculous. Here comes the lies to make someone out to be the bad guy. Where's your integrity in reporting, Barry? Do you just put out what they tell you to put out? Even though you know they are lies, haven't you been lying enough during this whole process?
You know what, though, dude?
Barry Jackson comes back because you don't come at the buzz. You come at the buzz.
Whoa!
You best not miss.
Yeah.
Hey, moron. I presented both sides. That's what journalists do. I didn't guess who was telling the truth and who was lying. Go back in your jock-sniffing hole instead of questioning the integrity of a multi-time winner of Sports Writer of the Year. Have a nice day. Spicy.
Yo, the start with hey, moron.
Start with hey, moron.
Damn.
Yeah.
Barry Jackson.
Really, though, Barry kind of has a point. Bernie, Ernie, Bert and the rest of the Sesame Street have no business talking at this point because anything they said has been misleading lies.
I think the person who probably lied the most was Jimmy's agent calling Shams a liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
I think if anybody's going to be called a liar on Twitter.
And I bet he doesn't say anything about it, though.
What do we and some agents have to do? Look at Bernie. He's like, he got him.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Tua Tagovailoa, Leroy. Mike McDaniel, unsurprisingly, saying that he is very unlikely to play. Snoop Huntley, this is your mission. Can you deliver the Miami Dolphins to the postseason against a Jets team that is also dealing with a ton of chaos? Who gets the award for chaos of most chaotic team right now, the Heat or the Jets?
The Jets.
Still the Jets?
Still the Jets.
Still the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, for because sure. They gave a guy $50 million on crutches.
um, Well, it's in Snoop. Oh, look, I liked how Snoop played last week, but it was a revenge game. He doesn't have a revenge game factor against the Jets. And he also
get him up to speed. Then
he also may not have an offensive line. Although it does seem like we're getting Jalen Waddle back, which is good news.
Ooh.
Don't do that. What do you mean? What do you mean? Ooh. Did you guys see yesterday? Jonnu Smith. He said the Dolphins getting no Pro Bowlers was a slap in the face.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Go win the game this week. What? Like, all right, whatever.
Again, I think Sealer will end up being in.
Sealer, Jonnu probably deserved it. His numbers compared to old Swifty over there.
Keep in mind that the fan voting is only a third of it.
Well, they got named though. It's over. I'm not talking about the All-Star game. They named the Pro Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but guys who can opt out because they got, if they go deep in the playoffs, then more guys can make it. But Jonnu probably should get. Jordan Brooks also had a really good season at linebacker for the Dolphins. But Sealers was a crime. Like, Sealer.
Linebacker is hard to pick. You're basically just picking your favorite guy because if you look at all the linebackers, the middle linebackers make a bunch of tackles. Like, there's a bunch of linebackers with 100-plus tackles and picks and forced fumbles. It's just the guys you're familiar with that you pick.
Yeah. Sealer, though, I hope he gets the nod. He deserves it.
Also, I know the defense has given up a lot of points, but, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is still Jalen Ramsey, right?
Well, yeah, they had a top-3 defense this season, but it was such an odd thing because, like, they don't have a 20 sack performer. They don't pick the ball off.
True.
They were just.
How the hell did they do that?
I don't know. Anthony Weaver's a magician. I think that's how it happened.
I don't know. He paid the stat guys off because I don't know how. It didn't seem like a top-3 defense, did it? Am I tripping?
I don't know. Like, they did. The worst performance they had by far was Green Bay. That was oof. That was bad.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I can't remember too many performances where I'm like, it was on the defense. I do remember a lot of times where the defense was holding on and the offense never helped them.
Well, so I guess that still means your defense is good.
That's what I'm saying. I guess Anthony Weaver did his thing, if that's the case.
Like, we're sitting here looking at, and a lot of people look at the defense and put it around wins and losses. But think of where your team would be if that defense wasn't keeping you in all these games.
Wallace says the Canes had a top-25 defense. Stats lie.
Okay. I think they statistically did.
No way. There is no way.
That didn't feel like a top-25.
Like, they got carved up like a holiday ham.
What do you think when Lance Guidry got called up by Mario Cristobal? He goes, I already know. I'm already packed. I knew. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Stuff is packed, boss.
Yeah, I knew after 21-0. I was,
I don't understand, though. Like, I'm seeing points per game. They were 70th. Yards per game, 30th.
Maybe before, maybe they were, like, top 25 going into, like, Syracuse or something like that.
Okay, you know what I think the discrepancy is? Like, the defensive rushing, 12th. Passing 123rd.
So, felt like it.
Yeah, average those out. I guess.
Who so that when you're 123rd, guess what teams are doing? Not rushing.
Remember when that intangible on FSU even went for like 60 yards?
Just literally everyone.
I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
There was a quarterback. I can't remember if it was probably Georgia Tech. I don't even think he was fast. He just like.
No, they had the specialty quarterback.
This guy, you know he's going to run the ball. You know what's going on. This guy's passing. You know it.
All right, guys, this is the passer. It's 3rd and 25. Hey. 28 yard pass.
Crazy, dude.
Hey, we played with a quarterback. We had that at Michigan, and we ended up winning the Rose Bowl. So I don't know how it works out that way. But we had one guy was only there for short passes. He couldn't even throw it deep. And the other guy, he was more mobile. So,
Mobile.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. There's a mobile quarterback. You like we just got a plate of empanadas here.
Ooh, well, you know what that mobile quarterback is doing now? Mm. Playing the guitar.
I wish this whole Jimmy Butler thing hadn't happened. I had a stat that would have made Leroy really mad today about the Tyler Hero All-Star comparison. I learned a new stat yesterday.
What's that?
VORP.
I'm sorry. What's that?
VORP.
Value.
Replacement player.
What?
Hero amongst the candidates. Highest VORP. But it doesn't even feel like, you know, it's hollow. I'm not in the mood to do it today.
Is it even? VORP.
Yeah, dude, VORP.
What's it? Well, you know, look, if I'm being honest, if that helps prove a couple of my points, then I'll use VORP. But I have no idea what the other still.
Oh, I don't know how you figure out VORP.
No, I don't know. I mean, what do we even do? I don't know. But if I'm like, look at that VORP on Keyshawn Johnson, then I would expect you to respect that.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this. Hey, you already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Although he's not here. I don't know where he went. I don't know.
He hasn't done this all show.
He really hasn't. And this is like the one time. I mean, I guess I could just go back to the Jimmy Butler thing. You know, I got plenty more if you guys want. I just figured everybody wanted like a little bit of a reprieve, a break from Jimmy Butler talk.
I did want to hear Bam and Tyler, but I also wanted Leroy to be present for that. So
we'll get to that. I will play Bam and I will play Tyler at the top of next hour. But let's tickle Leroy's fancy, all right? Let's get a little. We do have a big football weekend ahead, and he's got to corral his dog with his with the dog with his sex toy chew toy.
Hey, I was a little,
where did you guys get you? Why do you shop for Dre's toys at Pleasure Emporium?
So and why is that color?
So I said, Mel, what is that? Right? And she goes, oh, that's a toy. Oh. I'm like, whose?
That's a point.
The fact that you had to ask who?
Point for Leroy!
I took the picture, and I'm like, I can't be the only one, right? Because
well, you weren't the only one, but then Marco's completely missed
like,
the reason why that picture was taken.
Marco's like, yep. I hate you. What was that all about?
I'm so sorry.
Your toe looks like it requested a trade.
Oh, God.
To the other foot?
Wait, I'm sorry. Well, wow!
It's already got the extension.
Oh, man.
I mean, even Spirit Leroy is in on it.
I'm so sorry. I didn't say anything yesterday. Now I had to.
Point for JP.
All right, let's get to it, Leroy. On Saturday, old Browns versus new Browns versus Browns. The Browns against the Ravens at 4:30. Baltimore is a, holy crap,
what?
20-point favorite over Cleveland.
Whoa.
4:30 on Saturday. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Whoa.
At 8 o'clock, big game, right? The Cincinnati Bengals.
The whole AFC North plays.
Yep. Cincinnati Bengals visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati. Yeah. -2.5 on the road. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, that's
my
crazy,
fancy
right?
is tickled.
Like, Cincinnati. Okay, the comments are going to derail the show.
Hide the comments, Leroy. I'm sorry. I won't post them anymore.
Schmeathan Schmoldick says Leroy's big toe, Euro stepping to his other toes.
Point for
Twitcher. Oh, man.
Can we get back to task at hand?
Task at hand. So, tickle your fancy, Bengals and Steelers?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled. Game.
1 o'clock on Sunday, the Carolina Panthers visit the Falcons. Atlanta's a 7.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Fancy not tickled.
Still alive? Not eliminated yet. Got to see what happens with Tampa, of course.
Well, first of all, you know how I feel about Atlanta.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to see Atlanta win, and they're playing Carolina.
Does Washington Commanders at Dallas Cowboys, does that tickle your fancy?
The Redskins are already in, right? The Commanders.
The Commanders are in.
Already, yes. In the playoffs.
They clinched the wild card.
No, not really, because I don't like...
Fancy not tickled.
Just watching Dallas crash and burn, and they've actually been playing decent.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm thinking I'm a wait, because I know... The action is going to pick up.
Bears at Packers, took your fancy? Green Bay's a 10-point favorite.
No, because the Packers are already set. They can't win the division.
Got some stinkers coming up here. Texans at Titans, took your fancy?
No, Texans are already.
They won the division. They're good.
Right.
Fancy, they're not done. Tickled.
Jaguars at Colts? Ridiculous question.
Jaguars, two Pro Bowls.
Fancy, not tickled.
The two Pro Bowl Jaguars.
The tanking Bills, or not the tanking, the resting Bills against the Patriots, take your fancy?
No, still going to be a bloodbath.
Does Giants...
Fancy not tickled.
Giants-Eagles tickle your fancy?
Yes. I want to see Saquon get the record.
Fair.
They're sitting him.
Are they really?
Are they?
They are. I have him on my fantasy team. Don't know why I'm still playing
this
week.
Really sitting him?
They're sitting him. Yeah.
Really?
He's projected to have 0 points.
Wow.
See.
Wow. How many yards? He's got over 2,000,
yeah,
right?
He's got 2,000 and like 5 right now. 2,000.
So
and,
he would,
yeah,
just need 100 yards?
Yeah, it says ESPN a day ago, Barkley at peace with sitting out on cusp of mark.
Wow.
Yeah, Barkley.
I don't know if I could do it. If that happened with Tyreek Hill, if Tyreek Hill was within the 2,000... But the Dolphins is a ridiculous scenario. Actually clinched a home playoff game. Would you want them to sit him? I don't know.
I mean, it's a different animal.
You know, you get so many. You only get
him running sprints is different than the pounding that Saquon.
True, very
keep
true.
In mind, like, you get most of your yards on 5 runs.
Man, he's 101 yards away though. You can't even give him half.
But here, think about this, Tobin. Running backs get most of their yards on like 5 or 6 runs.
True.
All the other stuff is
just pain.
Crash and burn. You know, 4 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, then boom, 40.
All right. At 1 o'clock, Leroy, the final 1 o'clock game, the Saints visit the Buccaneers, who have to clinch their division with a win. Take your fancy?
I don't know if the city could take any more.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Tampa Bay is a 14-point favorite.
No, the Saints are like.
Fancy not team, tickled.
My whole team used to be like, you could always shoot them in for some action, right? And they got good players. The old Derek Carr experiment. Now we got to play with Ratliff.
Isn't it Rattler?
Rattler. Even worse, because he has no bite.
425, obviously a game we care about very much. Carson Wentz and his Kansas City Chiefs visit the Denver Broncos. Denver is a 10.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
I'm chili peppering Kansas City.
My fancy is tickled.
When you talk about culture, right, and you talk about the way people play, they ain't going to let themselves lose by 10. No chance.
But can they win to help the Dolphins?
It does tickle my fancy. I think they can still win.
My fancy is tickled.
I mean, think about this. We are talking about a team who, with all their stars, played all these ridiculously close games anyway. So... You saying, because those guys kept it close, these guys are going to get blown out? I just think the way that they play keeps these games close.
You hiding right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's wrong, Toe?
What's going on here?
Dude, Self called you Dikembe my big toe.
Point for Twitcher.
I haven't stopped and I haven't been posting comments because I don't want to distract you.
Hey, I don't do that. I do not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Woo. You had to hide. It was that good. You had to hide. I thought he was. I didn't know he was crying. My overall general concern for my boy. I'm like, what's wrong with Toby?
Well, he's out here. He's under there laughing.
I got nervous because I thought there was a trade that happened with Jimmy Butler, but I checked and Schmeathen hadn't reported it yet.
So. I thought he put his hand over his eyes because I said something wrong with cuss. That's what I thought. Oh, man. Mm.
425, the Chargers visit the Raiders. Tickle your fancy?
The Chargers visit the Raiders? No.
Seahawks visit the Rams. Tickle your fancy?
Oh, that's a good game, right? Isn't that for the division?
Yes, I believe it is.
Ooh.
My fancy is tickled.
I lost my standings. You're laughing at Dikembe Mutombo.
Hey, we don't... Look, you hit it and you go.
Sorry.
Okay, we don't need to sit here and harp on it and sit here and... Hey, enough.
425, the 49ers and Cardinals. Mm. Take your fancy? It shouldn't.
No. Fancy, not tickled.
No.
Finally,
they're
at 14.
They're doing a lot. They're doing. You notice the last week is all division.
All divisions. Games, right? All divisions.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
425. The Miami Dolphins visit the New York Jets. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'm good. Yep. I'll be all in on that.
My fancy is tickled.
I still think. No, not a good one, menu.
Mean Toe Green?
Oh, no. Not a good
one. Leroy's trying to hold it. I liked it.
Oh, man. Fuck.
These are getting personal.
Hey, wait. Hey, Marcos, this is your fault.
What?
I'm showing a picture of a dog and...
What?
I should have blurred your face.
A dog toy.
I should have
a dog
blurred.
Toy. I mean...
820.
Never again.
The Vikings visit the Lions.
Yes. Ooh. That's the game of the week right there.
Game of the week right there.
For the division, for the bye.
One seed or wild card.
Wow. So you
My
go from
fancy
one to
is
five.
Tickled.
Yep.
Play all your games at home or play all of them on the road.
14 win wild card team.
I think the last time that happened was 93. With the Cowboys and the Eagles. I heard that this morning on Joe Rose. I did not.
Wow.
I did not find this step myself.
Who said that? Baldy?
Was it Crab?
Hey, is the two jokes not
enough? Oh, we'll take a break. Back with more shenanigans on the other side.